This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime we didn't have shoes to wear, but in the wintertime we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog, Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought of ever leaving Butcher Holler. Except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
There's a classic if I've ever heard one from January 4th, 1971. Loretta Lynn and Coal Miner's Daughter. Her last record that she ever did is So Fire. Jack White helped produce that one, and it's a beauty. Check it out. Also, we have Arlene and the People. Arlene and the People, well, Arlene, that is our Yamaha featured artist of the week. And this is an artist that I've followed for quite some time, and we're going to play a song called Humble Sailor. She won the Mississauga Music Award for Best Live Artist or Band in 2024, and this is her on the jukebox. Check it out.
To the sea of noise that I thought was healthy. Then I feel like I'm suffocating on the words and opinions that torture me. And you, you, you with your kind words, you save me. Oh,
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The backcountry sun has been calling your name in the Alberta Road. Wrapping your head around it till you
That is my purpose. That is my North Star. That is my echo. That is my reason. And I ask myself, how could I ever forget? Chilly evenings, the itching feeling, the need to let go, the need to feel this, the need to fix things, to give life all that I have left. Haven't seen another like it, haven't even tried. I want the same thing for my friends, myself, my family, and I wanna feel that I'm alone for the drive. That is my purpose, that is my North Star. That is my echo, that is my reason, and I ask myself, how could I ever forget? Chilly evenings, the itching feeling, the need to let go, the need to feel this, the need to fix things, to give life all that I have left.
Keeping up with that coal miners theme, that's Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners with a song called North Star. When I first heard this, actually, I thought it was City in Color and had to Shazam it, but it is not. They are a very cool band from Colorado. Really cool indie scene there. And there's actually a movie called Lovers, and it's really interesting. It's an indie film that sort of explores the indie rock and roll scene there in Colorado. It was directed by Taylor McFadden, and I got to see the movie at the Denver Film Festival about a year and a bit ago. And Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners are one of those bands that is part of that scene, so check them out when you get a chance. Before that, brand new music from Kaylee Jade and the single Never Come Home Again. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter Award at the Canadian Folk Music Awards last year, so congratulations to Kaylee Jade. Oh wait, sorry, it was 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago, I think. Don't quote me on that. She did win it, though, in one of the 2 years that has just passed, okay? More new music for you. Once a Tree is Back. Jay Lee and Hayden Wolf, who began their folk music career back in 2012 by winning a songwriting contest. They were also married in the same year. They're from BC, and Jay Lee actually went off on her own for a little bit and did a solo record, which garnered her a nod for the Junos in the contemporary Indigenous category for the song Child of the Government. Here they are with a brand new track. Really love this one, Vampire Girl. Here it is on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a track called Look What You Did by Montreal's Ribbon Skirt from the album Bite Down. That is track 8 on that album, and it was released on Mint Records. This is post-punk, raw, and it features really cool guitars, driving rhythms, and lyrics that explore love, grief, and indigenous heritage led by Anishinaabe vocalist Tashina Boswa. Lovely stuff. We've got Wilco coming up from their Grammy Award-winning album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Cool story. I actually heard this way before it came out. Jay Bennett produced my old band Stegger Crossing's second album last summer when we were famous. And when he was, you know, vying for the job, he ended up sending all these CDs and tapes to my address. My personally mailed them to me. It contained the entire Yankee Hotel rough mixes that never got to see the light of day until, I guess, recently. But I got to look for that stuff. I have some of that stuff on a hard drive somewhere. And I really need to find it because it's pretty magical. REM is on the show as well with Turn You Inside Out from Green. That album came out in 1988. Shiny Happy People's on that, but Turn You Inside Out is my favorite. Now we're going to play something from Nunavik, The Fog, a brand new single by Beatrice Deer. This came out in January. It's on her brand new album. It's her 8th studio album called Inuit Legend. And it's set for an April 3rd release on her own record label, produced by Mark Wheaton and Chris McCarran, who also played bass and guitar on the record. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. Here is Beatrice Deer, The Fog, on the Jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Let's forget about the tongue-tied lightning. Let's undress just like cross-eyed strangers. This is not a joke, so please stop smiling. What was I thinking when I said it didn't hurt?
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.